WTAW News time is 7:04. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. By this time next year, the Bryan School Board should have new attendance zones as part of approving last year's bond issue.
Consultant and former Superintendent Don Hooper received no opposition to his proposed timetable for considering new boundaries. The board was asked to think of people to appoint to small groups that will make recommendations that will be heard in town hall gatherings on school campuses.
This process is designed to take enough time to listen to everyone, because while the staff may find a direction that they think is right, someone out there could come up with a point that hasn't been considered. And that's why we go through that.
Small group meetings would begin after this November's board elections. Town halls would finish up by next April, and the board would make its decision next May. You can see the presentation on our website at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
More changes are coming to streets in College Station's Eastgate neighborhood. The city council at its last meeting approved extending Eisenhower Street behind the shopping center that includes Barnes & Noble and Best Buy. Public Works Director Donald Harmon says there was considerable discussion with those attending the College Station Chinese Church at Eisenhower and Dash.
We received a couple of calls from members of the congregation of the church that's located at that intersection. Mm-hmm. We worked very diligently to improve the pedestrian walkways and pathways and a safe crossing.
The extension should be completed by the end of March next year. The council also approved rebuilding Francis Drive from Munson to Glen Haven. Construction will take place in two phases, beginning next year after Munson is rebuilt. On a related note, Munson will be closed tomorrow between Dominic and Woodland to allow for the inspection of wastewater lines. And the council also approved a ban on right turns on red lights for southbound traffic on Texas wanting to turn west on University. Police in the Twin Cities responded to 26 vehicle burglary reports on Friday and Saturday and Sunday. Bryan police say at least $5,000 of property, mostly electronics and firearms, was taken in 11 break-ins, six of which involved unlocked vehicles. College Station police report most of the 15 vehicles hit had windshields smashed to gain entry, and most of the stolen property was high-end car stereo components. College Station police arrested a local man whose ex-fiance says broke into her home Sunday night and took two computers and other personal property. 42-year-old Spencer Bruger is out of jail after posting a $50,000 bond. A Bryan man has been arrested for the second time in as many months. 23-year-old Restevan Anderson, who, according to jail records, was released last Thursday morning from an arrest last month on a charge of possessing marijuana, returned to jail Friday afternoon. Anderson was arrested for an armed robbery May 6th, where he's accused of holding up three men at the Reveille Ranch Apartments and taking more than $1,400 of electronics. As the U.S. Supreme Court is expected to decide soon on the future of Obamacare, the president said Monday that that justices should not have taken up the latest court challenges to his signature health care law. That hasn't stopped multiple alternatives from being developed in the House and Senate. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, who chairs the Republican Study Committee, unveiled the American Health Care Reform Act last week.
It's going to be a much more consumer-friendly program, and it will also help get costs down in this country. I'm pretty excited about it.
You can read a summary of the RSC's proposal on our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News time is 7:08. It's 74 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 7:30. I'm Patrick Zeiner at Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Come stand with the 12th man at all Texas A&M athletic events. You make a difference for our student-athletes in our venues. Tickets are available at 888-99-AGGIE or visit 12thman.com/tickets. Thanks and gig 'em. Aggie fans, Texas A&M Athletics is always just a few clicks away on your digital device. Stay connected by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Visit 12thman.com/social media for a complete social media directory.
On exhibit now at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum, Texas A&M Forest Service presents History in the Making, celebrating 100 years of service. This exhibit brings to life the people, places, and events that shaped the agency over the past century. Walk through the exhibit's forest setting to discover how early patrolmen detected and extinguished wildfires. Experience the sights and sounds of wildfire fighting. Discover how the first conservation efforts evolved. Learn through interactive displays about wildfire detection and incident response. For more information, log on to bush41.org.
Valak is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do.
Hot weather's coming, and for some, being without air conditioning can be a life-threatening experience. That's why Malik has joined with the Salvation Army for a summer box fan giveaway. Malik's kicked it off with a donation of 100 box fans. You can help too. Drop off any donations made out to the Salvation Army at the Malik office, 10464 State Highway 30 in College Station during business hours, or call Malik at 776-2222 for more details. Helping to provide comfort for those in need. Part of the Malik difference. License number TACLA 92626C.
Malik is making a difference for you.
Hey friends, don't let mosquitoes keep you indoors. This is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. The Brazos Valley is too nice a place to stay indoors because of mosquitoes. And mosquitoes aren't just a nuisance, they're a health risk. The proven ABC mosquito misting system automatically sprays insecticide at preset times or on demand and kills mosquitoes in all parts of your yard. For mosquito misting, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Texas Document Solutions.
For Enrique Hazel, owner of Endeavor Physical Therapy, now with two locations, the You're in Charge business relationship with Texas Document Solutions started with the sales rep.
He wasn't pushy. I'm in charge.
And it paid off for your sales rep. You've gotten more copier printers.
Definitely it's more efficient to use Texas Document Solutions. I think it's definitely less expensive. Toner and time.
What do you mean time?
Yeah, it was seamless. I don't have to worry about machine breaking down. We just make a phone call and they take care of it.
Texas Document Solutions, featuring the full line of Sharp document imaging technology. Sharp, from the people who put you in charge.
I have time to treat patients, visit with physicians, do operations.
Texas Document Solutions. Go online or call 775-5500. 775-5500.
This is a great local company.
Texas Document Solutions.
775-5500.
Just how slow is that internet connection that you've got, that DSL connection? Yep, we'll do this. Go to speedtest.suddenlink.com and discover just how slow that phone company internet connection is and what it can mean to you to have Suddenlink bringing you speeds up to 150 megs. Take the speed test challenge at speedtest.suddenlink.com today. Get that fastest broadband at a great price starting at $35 a month. With no contracts, you can switch to Suddenlink today. It's easy. And you get Suddenlink's 30-day money-back We Promise guarantee. While I've got a minute, let's talk about Suddenlink On Demand. With over 11,000 movies and TV shows and events, thousands of them in high definition, and they are free. You go to suddenlink.com/VOD and check out the new releases that are available. In fact, coming up later this week, there's The Kingsman, there's Project Almanac later on this month, there's Chappie and While We're Young, and there are new ones added every month. So get in touch with them at Suddenlink. Stop by and see them at 4114 East 29th Street or visit suddenlink.com.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW 713. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia, who's taking a little time off. We'll check your forecast, brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage at anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Rather warm weather in the forecast again today. We'll see a decent amount of sunshine. We'll get to 90 to 95 this afternoon. It'll be clear to partly cloudy across the region tonight, lows 70 to 75. Mixture of sun and clouds for tomorrow with high temperatures between 90 and 95. Clear to partly cloudy, lows near 75 tomorrow night. Looking ahead to Thursday, clouds and sunshine with highs between 90 and 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Aggie baseball suffered a heartbreaking loss to TCU last night in 16 innings. We'll talk about that game. Unfortunately, have to keep bringing that one back up.
Yeah.
As well as talk about the U.S. women's soccer team's win in the World Cup up in Canada, up north of the border against Australia. They were able to get the 3-1 win. And we'll talk about that one, as well as Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals. And Game 3 of the NBA Finals is tonight. All that more coming up in sports.
Thank you, Zach. Yeah, you know, an open letter to Eric Hyman and everybody else involved. Can we try and play 1-9? This extra inning stuff just killed me. I'm sitting there looking at the clock going, really?
Well, the past couple of, I mean, you know, played, what, 10, I guess, on Sunday afternoon, but that was, of course, in the afternoon.
I felt like a 2%er. I just, at 14 innings, I couldn't stay awake any longer. I was just dying.
I stayed up for the whole thing. Just had to depress afterwards,
it was
too.
So brutal. So brutal. Not as brutal as this, though.
Oh, well,
the
good.
President of Turkey is in hot water for building a new presidential palace to the cost of $615 million. Which in itself, when you think of a presidential palace, you know, Lord knows how much it would be for, you know, the real estate at the White House.
Uh-huh.
Do you know why?
No, why?
Because there were cockroaches in his other house.
Boo.
Mm.
That's the only reason why.
What?
Yes.
It's a hefty price to pay for pest control.
That's exactly what I'm thinking. How about the TSA hiring people that might be trying to kill us?
No, God! No, God, please, no! No!
73
no!
of them. No!
70... No!
No, really, 73 of them.
Why would they want to kill us?
They're suspected in terrorist-related activities.
Oh. Well, I mean...
73 of them.
We haven't accused the TSA of doing much right. I don't know why this would be any different.
Where,
you know, those are the ones that are nice to you, though.
Where would these guys be happening to work? Anywhere near Texas?
Didn't say. Just 73 of them.
Wow.
Here's one for you. It's kind of cool. Predicting GPA. There's an app for that. If you had a smartphone, a researcher at Dartmouth is trying to perfect the app based on how they spend their time. A few years ago, this computer science professor, Andrew Campbell, was shocked when his own research found there's no actual correlation between the time students spend in the classroom and their grades. So he set out to discover what did have an impact on their grades. He developed an app that collected behavioral data for 30 of his students. Uses microphones and GPS sensors to gather information about the user, like if they were walking or running, having an in-depth or shallow conversations, and exactly where on campus he or she is located. Campbell said the app can predict GPA within 17 hundredths of a point.
I don't believe that at all.
What?
That's malarkey.
Well, it says, no surprise, students who spend more time studying without distraction perform better at school.
Well, how good a research is that? That's pretty nifty.
Well, but it's evidence at this point, because before it would have been conjecture.
See, I had to go to class. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
But I had to go. Because if I heard the professor, I was good to go. If I missed what the professor said, because a lot of them teach from the textbook,
mm-hmm.
I was unsunken. I did terribly.
No.
Lady got reunited with her real first true love. God love her for it. It's a 1972 Corvette Stingray,
ooh,
stolen 43 years ago. The lady from Duluth, Georgia, bought the car at 19 using money from her first job towards a down payment. It was used at a used car dealer where they finally realized there was something kind of hinky with the title. The dealer, government officials, and Allstate workers worked to reunite the owner and her first love. Allstate was the insurer, which paid out 43 years ago on the claim of the stolen car. Dealer said he bought it from a widow for $10,000 and noticed something weird with the title. Did a little digging and realized this is what has actually happened. Now, generally what happens in these cases is, for instance, Allstate would take the car, auction it off, and just try and recoup the money.
Right.
But apparently they worked out a deal so this nice lady could get her car back.
Well, that's good.
Which I think is kind of cool. What's also kind of cool is National Lemonade Day. We do a big, huge deal here, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
One of the kids took it to heart and set up a lemonade stand out by one of the golf courses the PGA plays, and Phil Mickelson dropped $100 for a glass.
All right.
Roland Van Kersen and his 8-year-old sister decided they were going to set up their lemonade stand. Drink was a buck. He left $99 in a tip. Nice. He said his money was cute. He was going to use it for a Nerf gun.
Well,
that's a nice Nerf gun.
Sister's a little smarter. She wants it towards a Kindle.
How about reinvesting it into the lemonade business? It seems to be working out pretty well.
That's what I'm thinking, too. Just start following the tour. In the same vein as the youngsters, you know, you kiddo can learn as much from Sesame Street as preschool.
What?
The most authoritative study ever done on the impact of Sesame Street was released yesterday, and it finds the famous show on public television has delivered lasting educational benefits for millions of American children, as powerful as the ones they get from going to preschool. University of Maryland, Wesley College, Wellesley College, finds the show has left children more likely to stay at the appropriate grade level for their age, an effect that is particularly pronounced among boys and African-American children. The study shows that Sesame Street that was introduced in 69, living in places where its broadcast could be more readily received, saw a 14% drop in their likelihood of being behind in school.
I know I enjoyed it growing up.
I loved it.
As long as the kids are socializing away from the TV, yes. I think it's a good additional piece of the pie.
My favorite was Electric Company.
Yes.
iPhone had a big to-do yesterday.
Yeah, they did. The WWDC.
Yeah.
Worldwide Developers Conference.
Explain it. You got?
Oh, I don't know much about anything? It. They got some new streaming, music streaming when offering.
When they bought Beats headphones, everybody was speculating that
$10 a month. And I don't know why it's any better than anything else you can get. I don't understand paying for music you don't get.
Because it says Apple.
Yeah, I know. I mean, if you want someone else to stream random music to you, you can do that for free on the internet.
Basically, it's just combating Spotify and Pandora's, right?
RadioAguiland.com.
Absolutely.
Been free ever. Yeah, and then something about because it's the developers conference, this wasn't really for the consumers so much as the people who are creating things for the consumers to use, apps and whatnot. They have a new coding language that's supposed to make pretty much anyone a developer. Apparently, you can even use emoticons in your code, which bugs me.
That's the biggest thing, is getting to use the emoticons, emojis.
In code?
That's what I didn't dig that deep because I'm not interested in Apple development.
That's just weird.
I'm about to take over the website stuff.
Yeah,
a smiley face at a time.
Hashtag emoticon. LOL.
Well, in that vein, they're also working on, and this is one of the few things that was released that I'm really kind of happy. Their next release for your iPhone software will make your device more proactive. The coolest feature is the unknown caller. Instead of just getting a mystery number, Apple's operating system will suggest who the caller might be.
Yes. I mean, it's like caller ID.
Yeah.
Why don't we have that on our smartphone?
To do this, it scans your email. So if it's a total stranger calling you who's never sent you an email, it might work. It might not work as well.
All right.
But it will narrow it down at least some.
What we're glossing over here is the fact that you're just going to let Apple read all of your emails.
Yes. Google already does.
I know.
Why should Apple be any different?
If you use Gmail, they read it all.
Absolutely, they do. It is 7:22 here at Newstalk 1620 WTAW. 20% chance of thunderstorms today and a high of 93. We'll keep that 20% chance of rain into the overnight hours and 73 for the overnight low. And our forecast stretches out exactly the same through Saturday. Right now we've got 87% humidity, winds out of the southwest at 5. It is 74 here at Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
My friends, this story requires sensitivity, and I have it. University of Rhode Island researchers and federal regulators are working with Native Americans to ensure that energy companies building wind turbines off the New England coastline do not disturb the tribe's ceremonial sites and burial grounds. Now, that sounds reasonable, right? Except these ceremonial sites and burial grounds are now submerged under hundreds of feet of water. They're off the coast of Block Island in the Atlantic Ocean. According to oral history, the Narragansett tribe once lived on land that used to be off the Rhode Island shore more than 15,000 years ago. And when their village was inundated by water, they had to pack up and head inland. Now notice the rising sea levels that destroyed these Native Americans' peaceful island paradise. It happened long before the hoax of man-made global warming began. John Brown, the tribe's historic preservation officer, says that if one of these sites were ruined, it would not only be a loss to the Narragansetts, it would be a loss to the world. Now, I have to ask, but I'm going to do it in a culturally sensitive way. If the ceremonial and burial sites were washed out over 15,000 years ago, and nobody knows exactly where they are, how would it be a loss to the world if a wind turbine is built nearby on the ocean floor? And what ceremonies are happening on these buried underwater lost sites now? I'm sure there are answers, but I'm just asking.
Do you know what kind of impression you make online? When you do a Google search for your name or business, do you like what you see? Do your search results make you look good, or do they give you an ugly online black eye? Negative content, embarrassing pictures, videos, divorce, bankruptcy, or bad tweets can have a serious impact on your life, career, and business. Fortunately, Reputation.com can help. Take down this number, 1-800-432-9197. That's 1-800-432-9197. When you call, you'll get a free expert reputation assessment. This free assessment, using patented technology, will show you how easy it is to make the truth about you more visible than the negative online content you don't want others to see. Don't let bad search results ruin your life and good name. Get your free reputation assessment today. Call 1-800-432-9197. That's 1-800-432-9197. Don't delay. Call 1-800-432-9197 now.
Howdy, this is Jason Bienski with BCR Realty. The real estate market is booming. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bienski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggieLandRealEstate.com.
Warm days are here, and Intercon is ready to make sure that your energy bills aren't any higher than they should be. We talk about it when the weather's cold, when you can feel that north wind coming through those windows that don't seal as tightly as they should, and how Oscar and Brad Beard have solutions for you when it comes to making sure that your utility bill isn't any higher than it should be. But also they're doing some other stuff at Intercon, because after all, they are about enclosures and windows and making the home energy efficient. If you have a patio or back area that you'd like to enclose, then call Oscar or Brad Beard at 823-3639 and let them come out and talk to you about enclosing that area, making it more livable. Don't have to worry about the bugs and the weather, and make it more enjoyable for you. They can do that for you at Intercon. And remember, because you're dealing with Oscar and Brad Beard, this is a hometown company. These guys know what they're doing. They do a great job. And because they're hometown, they'll respond to you. So call them at Intercon at 823-3639.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Good morning. I'm Kevin O'Connor sitting in for that guy, Scott DeLucius, taking a little time off. Weather forecast this morning is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof. For more, call 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure stays in control of our weather here in our portion of Texas. It's going to be warm today. All that sunshine we'll see will lead to highs of 90 to 95 this afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. For tomorrow, mixture of clouds and sunshine. Temperatures will be up to 90 to 95. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows near 75. Sun and clouds on Thursday. Highs Thursday, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We're parked at 72 degrees, 87% humidity, winds out of the southwest at 3 miles per hour. Checking your headlines with Patrick coming up in just a minute.
Texas documents.
Mark Hanna is general manager of Hanna Chevrolet, an 80-year-old family-owned dealership in Austin and a customer of Texas Document Solutions for many, many years.
We make a lot of copies. We have a lot of printing needs, and it really puts a damper on our business when we can't do that.
Texas Document Solutions, a Texas...
Texas Document Solutions.
Mark Hanna is general manager of Hanna Chevrolet, an 80-year-old family-owned dealership in Austin and a customer of Texas Document Solutions for many, many years.
We make a lot of copies. We have a lot of printing needs, and it really puts a damper on our business when we can't do that.
Texas Document Solutions, a Texas Pride employee-owned company with no 800 numbers.
The responsiveness and the quality of the equipment has been wonderful. It's really nice to know that there's someone we can count on.
They put you in charge.
There's a lot of things I have to worry about in my position, and this is not one of them.
And the benefit?
It helps us do our business quicker, more efficiently.
Texas Document Solutions, featuring the full line of Sharp Document Solutions. Sharp.
Texas Document Solutions brings us ideas to improve the way we do our business.
That's why they're called a Texas Pride Company. Call 775-5500. 775-5500.
Texas Document Solutions.
775-5500.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Cornerstone Home Health, Zwirneman Flooring, The Sleep Station, and Tom Light Chevrolet. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
For us, it's about your quality of life, your ability to lift your grandchild, finish the back nine, plant a garden, or walk your daughter down the aisle. That's what's at stake. Not just the bad knee or hip or shoulder, but the promise, responsibility, and privilege of getting you back to your life on your terms. St. Joseph Orthopedics. For us, it's personal.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, AMCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit AMCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the 30 Minutes or Less ER Service Pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Last November's approval of a $132 million bond issue in the Bryan School District also meant ending elementary school at fourth grade, creating fifth and sixth grade intermediate schools, and seventh and eighth grade middle schools. Last night, the school board started the process of approving new attendance zones by May of next year.
Consultant Don Hooper, a retired superintendent, pointed out it's the first change in the boundaries of Bryan Elementary Schools in 17 years.
Whenever a community of people, along with its elected officials and its appointed administrators, go through a process together and take the time to listen and to consider, and then still get to a point you have to make some hard decisions, at least it hasn't been something that they were disengaged from or disenfranchised.
One tweak to Dr. Hooper's presentation, which will be shared with small groups appointed by the board, then with the public during town hall meetings next year. Instead of listing 13 parameters for changing boundaries, it'll be 13 considerations, something supported by Superintendent Tommy Wallace.
Parameters sounds like we've already got something set in stone. The only thing that we have at this point is what we told the voters that we were going to reconfigure, which means that, you know, we will be moving Mary Catherine Harris over to the OMA. So that means that one of our elementary schools will be closed.
Online at WTAW.com, you can read the list, along with the rest of the presentation given to the board. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The College Station City Council has approved two more street projects in the Eastgate neighborhood, which is south of University and east of Texas. One is extending Eisenhower Street from Ash to Lincoln behind Best Buy and Barnes & Noble. Public Works Director Donald Harmon says the project also includes improving how pedestrians navigate the intersection of Eisenhower and Ash by the College Station Chinese Church.
Because that intersection just by geometry is slightly offset, and so it's really been a difficult task for the consultant to fit in the existing right-of-way and provide for the pedestrian facilities as well as extending the roadway.
Construction is expected to be completed by the end of March next year. Also approved was rebuilding Francis Drive from Glen Haven to Munson. Construction won't start until Munson is rebuilt, which will be sometime next year. There are two other traffic advisories in that area. Munson will be closed tomorrow between Woodland and Dominick because wastewater lines will be inspected. And the council has approved banning right turns on red lights for southbound traffic on Texas wanting to turn west on University. Freedom was short for a Bryan man who's back in the Brazos County Jail. Bryan police arrested 23-year-old Resteven Anderson for a May 6th armed robbery at the Reveille Ranch Apartments. Anderson is accused of taking more than $1,400 of electronics at gunpoint from three men. Anderson returned to jail Friday afternoon after he was released Thursday morning from a prior arrest for possessing a personal use quantity of marijuana. Police in Bryan and College Station received a combined 32 burglary reports on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 26 involved vehicles. Most of the 15 vehicles hit in College Station were in the area of Harvey and Dartmouth. Most had windshields smashed to gain entry, and most of the stolen property was high-end car stereo components. In Bryan, 6 of 11 vehicles were unlocked. More than $5,000 in property was taken. Bryan police are also looking into break-ins at four homes and one business, where more than $13,000 of items were taken. All but one involved forced entry. And a College Station man is out of jail after posting a $50,000 bond following his arrest Sunday night for breaking into his ex-fiancee's house. The victim told investigators, according to the arrest report, that 42-year-old Spencer Brueger went through every drawer in her house and took two computers and other personal belongings. The search for loved ones lost in floodwaters in Hays County has come to this. Families are begging for help.
Alan Daniel is desperate for help.
We're still about finding people, and so we need the very specific targeted assets that are used in search and rescue.
His family and two other families say they need the public's help and FEMA's help. Their loved ones were lost when floodwaters washed away a house they were in down a river on Memorial Day. They've set up a website for those wanting to help. It is WimberleyTXRescue.com. Kelly Weiss, TSN News.
Among the topics addressed from President Obama as a European summit wrapped up on Monday was the Affordable Care Act. That's as the U.S. Supreme Court nears a decision whether to rule if Obamacare is legal. Multiple replacements are being drafted in the House and Senate. One idea was unveiled last week by the Republican Study Committee, chaired by Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan.
Deals with a patient-centered solution that uses free market principles.
Flores says if Obamacare goes away, it makes sense to build a transition plan to take care of the 7 million people who receive subsidies.
But that's the practical issue, is that we as Republicans, whether we like it or not, are likely going to have to build a transition so that these folks don't lose their subsidies until you have a free market plan in place, which will candidly take 18 to 24 months.
Obama told reporters in Germany that the Supreme Court probably should not have taken up the latest challenges to his signature health care law. On our website at WTAW.com, you can read the summary of the RSC's proposal titled The American Healthcare Reform Act. WTAW News Time at 7:36 and 75 degrees. This look at news brought to you by College Station Medical Center. More news on the way at 8 o'clock. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At College Station Medical Center, we understand that life is too short to spend hours in an ER waiting room. And we know that in an emergency, minutes really do matter. So our entire team is committed to working diligently to have you initially seen by a clinical professional in 30 minutes or less, because we think you should spend less time waiting and more time feeling better. The 30 minutes or less ER service pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. If you're experiencing a medical emergency, call 911.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Keeping your children's minds stimulated and challenged through the summer can be a bit of a task. Not with Fungineering. Fungineering still has availability in camps for children ages 6 to 14, running every week all summer long. The camps offer science, technology, and engineering through working with Legos, robotics, and the game Minecraft. Come to Fungineering's open house Wednesdays and Thursdays from 5 to 7 throughout the month of June. And check us out online at FungineeringCS.com.
Howdy, Brazos Valley. This is Chuck Morrow. For 11 years in a row, Brazos Valley Floor and Design has been voted best of the Brazos by you. That's because we stand by what we sell. We offer the best warranties in the business, including a no-questions-asked guarantee. And with over a million square feet of flooring in our warehouse, our selection and prices can't be beat. Come by our showroom and see for yourself what makes Brazos Valley Floor and Design the best. In College Station off Welborn Road across from Rock Prairie.
It's time to vote for your favorite business in the Brazos Valley. This is the 15th anniversary of the Best of the Brazos. Voting for who you like best in food, fun, health, and everything that makes this the best place to live. You can vote online at bestofthebrazos.com or pick up a ballot at WC Tractor, Texas Trading Post, BCS Tire Pros, Sovac City, and Brazos Valley Orthodontic Specialist. It's the best that money can't buy. Voting ends July 5th, so cast your vote now for the Best of the Brazos.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Kevin O'Connor sitting in for Scott DeLucia. It is the Infomaniacs, and we appreciate you waking up with us this morning. Let's check the weather forecast now and find out what's happening.
Rather warm weather in the forecast again today. We'll see a decent amount of sunshine. We'll get to 90 to 95 this afternoon. It'll be clear to partly cloudy across the region tonight, lows 70 to 75. Mixture of sun and clouds for tomorrow with high temperatures between 90 and 95. Clear to partly cloudy, lows near 75 tomorrow night. Looking ahead to Thursday, clouds and sunshine with highs between 90 and 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Aggie baseball's lost to TCU last night in 16 innings, and last night, more or less this morning, and we'll talk about that later on in sports, as well as Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals was last night in Chicago, and Tampa Bay actually got the win on the road. The Lightning doing pretty well. They got a 2-1 lead, and then Game 4 will be tomorrow night. U.S. Women's Soccer in the World Cup. Talk about that. They got the victory over Australia as well as Game 3 of the NBA Finals tonight. All that more coming up in sports.
Exactly. I would be definitely curious as to what the output of the Brazos Valley is today. How effective we're all going to be. Did you stay up to watch it all, Patrick?
No. Okay. I nodded off around 9:30, bolted up at 2 o'clock, and said, did we win? And, almost, but not quite. And not too soon before I'd woken up.
So Patrick has more sense than we do.
I guess you can.
No, because I died at, I think it was about 11:45, which was going into the 14th. I just couldn't stay up anymore. And I'm wondering what the productivity seriously is going to be today. Because I can see people walking in going, what? What do you want?
Well, other than the
not
fact,
only did they lose, they lost in 16.
I was about to say, if they had won, then at least people would be a little bit more, you know,
I was really excited to see him take it to extra innings because, I mean, to come from behind.
Oh, yeah. It was an outstanding – every game they played in was outstanding. They never quit. And I know we're not a sports station, but we're talking sports. But the other thing is you can only go to the well so many times.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, 4 elimination games, this would have made 5. That's just pretty darn remarkable.
Well, you know
– congratulations to Coach, too. They did a great job.
Yeah, and we'll talk about it later on. But, I mean – I think personally, of course, you know, this is coming from me, and I, of course, graduated from Texas A&M, but they should have won that game. They
blew several chances.
Yeah, and ever since they've started in the postseason, they just can't hit with runners in scoring position.
Nope.
They didn't last night.
You're absolutely
right. So that was a big part of it.
All right, so let's change gears just a second.
Mm-hmm.
This just in from NOAA, the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration. May was the wettest month ever in the history of months, with an average of 4.36 inches. If you live in Texas or Oklahoma, you're looking at NOAA going, duh.
Yeah. No, but I mean, that's for the whole U.S.
Yeah.
We got so much rain here, it made up for the fact that California got next to nothing.
The last record was in 2009. We topped it by 0.07 of an inch.
Goodness.
Of course, Oklahoma and Texas took the brunt of the bad winter, but the East Coast experienced some of the... driest on record. Mm-hmm. To show you just how much we got.
Stalled weather pattern.
And now, I've been waiting all morning. NASA.
We're still relevant.
Conspiracy theorists are predicting a cataclysmic climate event which will destroy civilization in September.
Oh, man.
End of time predictors on various blog websites have come up with the period between September 22 and 28 as the likely time frame for the impending disaster.
Right after we had gotten December 2012. Dun, dun, dun.
Thank you.
There you go.
NASA has made asteroid detection a high priority leading through this. NASA knows of no asteroid or comet currently on a collision course with Earth. September 22nd through the 28th. So no impending disaster.
Oh, well.
But NASA,
we're
still relevant. Getting closer to finding aliens on Mars. The Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter has identified deposits of glass in the planet's craters. If the glass is similar to what scientists on Earth have found, it may contain some life forms from the moment it collided and formed in the heat impact. A crater containing the glass is near the potential landing site for the rover of the 2020 mission, assuming that NASA is still relevant.
Hmm.
The minimum wage. They're doing that, what, in Los Angeles now? Looking at doing it, or have done it in Seattle.
Uh-huh.
This I find better. I kind of like this. I hate the minimum wage $15 thing. I think that's stupid.
Okay.
Chipotle is offering its employees, though, sick leave and paid vacations, even
that's
if you're part-time.
Oh, that's nice.
But if I think as an option, that's awesome. It will go into effect July the 1st. Hourly workers paid sick leave and vacation and even tuition reimbursement.
Hey, Chipotle is a private entity. If they wanted to pay $20 an hour, I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Oh, I completely agree.
Yeah. And since my minimum wage is 1 cent. It's the minimum amount of money you'll take to do a job.
Absolutely. You capitalist pig.
Yeah.
And since we're talking fast food, Pizza Hut, hot dog stuffed crust pizza.
Oh, stop it.
Hot dog stuffed crust pizza.
With mustard dipping sauce?
Right here in the USA. Introduced it in the UK, then Australia, South Korea, and even Canada. But they've never sold it here. Until now. Pizza Hut will be officially bringing their hot dog stuffed crust pizza to the United States next Thursday.
That's disgusting. So it just tastes like hot dogs?
No, there is a hot dog.
There is an actual hot dog wiener in there.
So it's like a little smoky type hot dog crust.
Oh, gross.
With your pepperoni pizza.
Well, I mean, maybe if it's like one of those little, I don't know, those little sausages.
Pigs in a blanket.
Yeah,
that would be okay, but it's a hot dog.
No.
And we'll keep it in the fast food vein for just a minute. How often do you guys eat at the mall? You ever go to the mall and eat?
Occasionally.
When you're shopping?
Yeah, twice a year. Yeah.
Website called Eat This ranked the most unhealthy things you can have at a mall food court.
I just went there today.
We'll do today?
Yeah, eatthis.com.
Oh, I thought you meant the mall.
No.
Like, really?
My gosh, they're open early.
They didn't know.
I snuck in.
All right, we'll do 7 because we never do 10. Worst all overall, caramel pecan balls at Cinnabon.
Ugh.
1,000 plus calories, 51 grams of fat.
Oh, my gosh. You deserve whatever your health level is after you eat those.
The worst sandwich, Panera's steak and a white cheddar panini.
Oh, that sounds good.
It does, actually. 1,050 calories. Worst burger, Five Guys bacon cheese, 920. Worst frozen treat. Since when is there a Dairy Queen in any mall ever?
I've seen them.
Have you?
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, I've seen them.
Well, this, according to the brownie cookie dough blizzard from Dairy Queen. 1,150.
Doesn't make sense to have a Texas stop sign indoors.
Where's Chinese food? Panda Express orange chicken with fried rice, 900 calories.
I believe it.
Yeah.
34 grams of fat. Though.
Worst for you.
Now, this is one of my favorites. This is Christmas to me, and I know it's weird, but that's generally one of the few times that I'm shopping and going to eat at the mall. Worst pizza, the Sbarro, stuffed sausage and pepperoni.
Oh, sounds good.
8-10, and the worst snack breaks my heart because I could subsist on these. Auntie Anne's pepperoni pretzels with hot salsa cheese dip. I just get the plain one. But there's nothing better than an Auntie Anne's. There's just not.
You can smell them from one end of the mall to the other.
I was in the mall the other day, and I had to have one.
You're
not going to just walk by and not get a pretzel.
I'm pretty sure they locate those where the air intake is, so it broadcasts that smell throughout the entire mall.
Through the vents, it just sucks it up.
Flushes the whole mall.
Uh-huh. It's like a Vegas casino.
Exactly. 7:47, we'll check your headline, or your sports here in just a minute on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Oh, I'm sorry. First, we have to do Focus on the Family, and that's brought to you by Child's Dermatology.
Look younger in minutes at Child's Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
When confronted with a challenge, we tend to look for an easy way out, but it's usually best to face the problem head on. On a recent trip, my son Trent, who's 14, wanted to check out the Big Texan restaurant. It's famous for a certain challenge. Here's the deal. Eat 72 ounces of steak with all the trimmings in 1 hour, and you get it for free. You also earn a place in their Hall of Fame. The first indication Trent was having second thoughts was when the release form showed up. I think he lost a little color when he saw "they're not responsible for your death" somewhere in the fine print. Trent backed out completely when he realized everything he'd have to eat. In addition to the steak, there was a baked potato, a roll, and a salad. Trent looked at me and scoffed, "I'm not eating any salad." I laughed. He had the bravado to eat 4.5 pounds of meat, but the salad was, the deal breaker. The truth, of course, is Trent decided the challenge wasn't such a good idea after all, and the salad, well, it was a convenient way out. We often do the same thing with life's challenges. With marital crisis, trouble at work, or our kids rebel, we avoid the problem. Walking away from 4 pounds of meat, well, that may be a good decision. But when real life struggles hit, we need to dig deep and face the problems head on. Eat the salad, if that's what it takes. Push forward and conquer the challenge. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one
likes me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
You want a doctor who goes above and beyond to keep you healthy. A doctor who's connected to a network of expert care. A doctor who's your link to a world of specialists and advanced treatment. St. Joseph Physicians are caring, responsive, convenient, and connected. Well, beyond your expectations. Request an appointment today. Call 979-774-2121 or visit us online. St. Joseph, expert care, closer to home.
I noticed Mom was forgetting things more and more, and she needed more help than I could give her on my own. That's when I called Visiting Angels. Mom's caregiver is specialized in memory care and keeps her on an active routine. With Visiting Angels, Mom can stay in the home she knows and loves. And because Visiting Angels works with veterans and their spouses, we were able to use the military benefits from Dad's time in the service for her care.
Find peace of mind in knowing there are angels among us. Visiting Angels. Find out more at visitingangels.com.
Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. And with the weather changing the way it has, finally, we've dried out some and it's warming up.
Finally.
I've really kicked around the idea of a pool at several places I've lived. I've never pulled the trigger on it because I've heard you can kind of lose your fanny on that one.
Well, okay, so I think pools are great. I would 100% have a home with a pool, but it really is a personal choice. So the thing with a pool is it's like buying a new car. You know, a lot of people buy pre-owned because the initial owner takes the hit. It's the same thing with a pool. You might spend $50,000-$60,000 plus on a pool. When you get ready to sell it, that appraiser is going to give you $18,000 to $20,000 credit on it. Probably.
No kidding. Never appraises higher than that.
It can. I mean, pools that look like a resort style pools and things like that. Yeah, a little bit higher. There's a little bit of movement there. But if you're going to get enjoyment value out of it, if it's a quality of life thing for you, go ahead and make the investment. If you know you want a pool, you may look to buy a home that already has an existing pool.
To find out more, go to zarealestate.com.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. A game for the ages last night between Fightin' Texas Aggie Baseball and TCU in Game 3 of the NCAA Super Regionals in Fort Worth. Down 4-2 in the top of the ninth, the Aggies were able to rally and score 2 runs to tie it up. After TCU was kept off the board in the bottom half of the inning, the game then went into extras, a lot of extras. The Aggies got into trouble several times, but were always able to get out unscathed until the bottom of the 16th.
Chopper, stabbed and dropped. They'll send the runner home. The throw to the plate gets away. And TCU is going to Omaha.
That audio is courtesy of ESPN. Ronnie Gideon had a hard time handling a chopper at third, and his throw home bounced past Michael Barish as TCU walked it off 5-4. It was the second longest game in NCAA Super Regional history by innings-wise, and with a final play coming almost 6 hours after first pitch. Here's Coach Rob Childress after the marathon.
Well, just like yesterday, if you're a baseball fan, you couldn't have asked for anything more. Game 3 of a Super Regional to get to Omaha goes 16 innings, and, you know, just breaks my heart that it had to end the way it did, but, you know, Certainly had some opportunities early in the first and the third. We're not able to get them in, and then it's game on. And, you know, both pitching staffs did an amazing job. And, you know, congratulations to TCU. They put the pressure on us, put a ball in play, and, you know, they're going to Omaha.
And the Maroon and White definitely had their chances at the plate, but went 2-for-23 with men on base. They wrap up their season at 50-14, while the Horned Frogs improved to 50-13. They'll take on LSU in the World Series this Sunday in Omaha. Now, along with TCU and LSU, other teams that are traveling to the series in Omaha are Virginia, Arkansas, Miami, Florida, Vanderbilt, and Cal State Fullerton. The NCAA's Playing Rules Oversight Panel has approved several changes in men's basketball, including reducing the shot clock from 35 to 30 seconds. The number of timeouts in the second half has also been cut from 4 to 3, and any TO called within 30 seconds of a media timeout will be used as the scheduled break. The U.S. has won the opener of its Women's World Cup schedule. Megan Rapinoe scored twice, and Kristen Press provided the game winner as the Americans beat Australia 3-1 in Winnipeg yesterday. U.S. star forward Alex Morgan didn't start as she continues to recover from a bone bruise in her left knee. She entered in the 79th minute, her first game action since April 11th. The U.S. plays Sweden next on Friday. The Swedes are in a 3-3 tie with Nigeria earlier yesterday. Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals was last night in Chicago.
3-2 developing across the blue line, left circle. Hedman, watch the left corner in front. Score! Puckhead! 3-2 Lightning with 3:11 left. What a play by Victor Hedman!
And that'd be your game winner as the Tampa Bay Lightning held on to edge the Chicago Blackhawks 3-2 and take a 2-1 series lead. Ben Bishop stopped 36 shots for Tampa, who will take on the Hawks tomorrow night in Chicago. Now, speaking of the Windy City, that's where heralded Astros prospect Carlos Correa made his big league debut last night.
The 1-0, and it's grounded into the hole. There's Alexi Ramirez. Long throw to first base, and it's in time. They're going to have to challenge that one. And it looks like Correa beat it out, and that's what it's going to be. First hit for Carlos Correa, and we have a 1-1 ball game.
The 20-year-old shortstop finished the night 1-for-4 with an RBI, but the Astros still fell short to the White Sox 3-1. Lance McCullers was saddled with a hard luck loss, surrendering 3 runs in 7 innings while striking out 7. Houston will look to break out of its 5-game slump this evening when it visits Chicago again at 7:10. Broadcast will be on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone FM 102.7. Meanwhile, the Texas Rangers will be on the road as well. They visit the A's in Oakland at 9:05. Coverage will be joining Progress on the Zone. And sticking with the big leagues, the MLB amateur draft was held last night. Vanderbilt shortstop Dansby Swanson was taken first overall by Arizona, and the Astros chose LSU shortstop Alex Bregman with the number 2 pick. The Texas Rangers, who had the 4th overall selection, went the college route by getting UC Santa Barbara hurler Dylan Tate. Houston, which also had the 5th pick in the first round, went to the high school ranks to grab outfielder Kyle Tucker from Tampa Bay, Florida. Former Baylor running back Lake Seastrunk is heading back to the Lone Star State. The Dallas Cowboys signed Seastrunk along with linebacker Justin Jackson yesterday. Washington drafted Seastrunk in the 6th round last year, but cut him at the end of the preseason. He split 2014 on the practice squads of Carolina and Tennessee before the Titans signed him to a futures contract after the year. Game 3 of the NBA Finals is set for this evening in Cleveland. Both games of the series have gone into overtime. Golden State took Game 1 and Cleveland took Game 2. Tip-off is set for 8 p.m. And that's been your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
I noticed Mom was forgetting things more and more, and she needed more help than I could give her on my own. That's when I called Visiting Angels. Mom's caregiver is specialized in memory care and keeps her on an active routine. With Visiting Angels, Mom can stay in the home she knows and loves. And because Visiting Angels works with veterans and their spouses, we were able to use the military benefits from Dad's time in the service for her care.
Find peace of mind in knowing there are angels among us. Visiting Angels. Find out more at visitingangels.com.
So you've got bedbugs in your blankets, and the weeds of which your grass, those pesky ants are taking over, and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC